Hello and welcome to this Humility of God Bible plan about Jesus' servanthood. Well done if you've got to today, day 5, which is about Jesus being the suffering servant. These are some of the most familiar words in Scripture to Christians. But the danger is that familiarity breeds contempt. Maybe the awe and wonder at the servant who suffers in our place has been lost. If so, may God bring us back, or for the first time, to that place of awestruck amazement at God's goodness to us in Christ. Jesus is the perfect servant. He does all things well, and yet he's treated like a common criminal, and in doing so bears our sins upon himself. The punishment we deserve was upon him. Jesus is the perfect substitute. We know in football or soccer that if someone isn't playing well, they may well be substituted. Well, Jesus is a super substitute who redeems us from our rubbish record of performance at life. The ultimate miscarriage of justice, the killing of the perfect servant, proves to be the way that God can be both just and the justifier of the ungodly. Jesus is punished in our place, so we don't have to be. Heavenly Father, how wonderful that your perfect Son would give himself for us. We know we don't deserve such mercy, but we are truly grateful. In his name we pray. Amen. Jesus calls us to take up our crosses and follow him. Are we willing to face suffering for the sake of him?